Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Byram up top for the one-timer. That one tips high off the bar, scores! Peyton Krebs on the rebound. It's 1-0 Sabres. And now the Sabres with a potential 2-on-1 with the speed of McLeod to the net, scores! Haskinen steps up, Thompson with the steal. Across the line, Haskinen catches up, but so does Power to Thompson, scores! Alex Tuck breaks it up, he's got an empty net from Tage Thompson. Alex Tuck scores!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. It's nice out.
Thank goodness they won that game.
It is very nice out. I could see perfectly all the stars out this morning.
Shorts
clear
report.
Game. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
I'm wearing shorts.
I did not even bring a sweatshirt.
The shorts went into the storage container over the weekend.
You've called it for the year.
Listen.
Wow.
I didn't see Tuesday's forecast, so.
Yep.
It was warm yesterday.
Other than that, I don't think we have any other shorts days on the horizon.
Wow. Well, see, the benefit of working morning radio, I'm not exactly wearing shorts that you'd wear a lot of places. Like, I'm just wearing...
Like gym shorts?
Kind of, yeah. They're Bill shorts. It's going to be 71 next week. Get those shorts on. Get them out of the bin.
Just sneak one pair out of there.
They're at the bottom of the bin, though. Like, I'm gonna.
How big is this bin?
It's a pretty decent sized bin.
I would just pull it right out of the bottom.
We go to Josh's house. It's a 6-story bin. Like, oh, okay. They're at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to get those out of there. All right, hey everybody, Jeremy and Joe and Josh.
Fall. Look at this forecast next week. Let's go.
It's the best.
Yeah,
we're having a great fall. Having a great fall of golf. More of that coming up. Like this weekend, it gets chillier. It's going to be in the 30s. Highs in the 50s.
30s at night. Yeah, I was going to say.
But whatever. And the next home game is trending. I mean, it looks like it's going to be nice. So, hey, love it. Sabres, we got Sabres stuff for you today. We've got some Bills stuff. We'll talk to Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast and Sal Capaccio as the Bills start to prep for Seattle this week. The Sabres last night, man, keys to moral victory went 2 for 3. They did not give up a shorthanded goal on a power play. Matias Samuelsson did not have a bang-your-head turnover.
Yeah, not to my eyes.
They still don't have a power play goal, so that was the one they did not get.
They came closer last night than they have. They had the one power play shift they had. The puck trickled past the net, and they had like three other good chances. So they came close, which is, I guess, progress.
The first goal is one of those goals I would say if you wanted to chalk up to like the momentum of the power play, and then how they started buzzing off it because they got a lot of really good chances. And then it was a couple minutes later where they got one. And Krebs got a goal for them. Nice goal. They go up 2-0, 3-0, and finally got it to the garage. But a really nice win for the Sabres.
Like the run would set up the pass. Are you saying the power play set up the even strength goal?
I'm just saying that the buzz you felt from the power play was ultimately rewarded minutes later.
Okay.
That's what I might say.
So give him maybe half credit on that one.
hey, they won. And I'm reminded of something I said. This is now, how many, 5 out of 6 points?
Yeah, that's,
I mean, they lost in overtime to Pittsburgh, a game they had multiple times.
No, not 5 out of 6. There was a Columbus game.
Okay, sorry, sorry. So,
but back-to-back wins.
Back-to-back wins. They lost to Columbus. But, you know, some nice moments.
Yeah, we're going. We're trending here in the right direction.
We're reaching.
I'm already thinking about them getting a win streak together, which did not happen last season.
That's what I was getting to. 7 out of 10 points is what it ultimately is.
Okay.
7 out of 10, because they had the overtime loss and the Columbus loss.
And they had the Panthers win.
Panthers win, whatever.
Yeah.
Forget the math. It's before 6 a.m. I can't do math. I remember saying after they beat, was their first win? Florida. Or maybe even the Kings loss. I said to you, I think they look like the kind of team that will have winning streaks.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, that did not happen last year. There were multiple times we thought, when will they win back-to-back? I think they have enough depth and scoring and goaltending that something will bail them out night after night after night. Something will stand out night after night. I can't, you know, promise the playoffs, but I think they have enough talent to have good stretches and, mm-hmm. you know, beat Detroit on Saturday. Joe, I'm not saying this game is as important as the AFC Championship game, but holy cow, beat Detroit on Saturday. You know? Home crowd, black and red afternoon. It'll be chock full of people. And a win there.
Against a team that you need to be better than.
Absolutely a team that you need to be better than. So it's funny because every loss has people writing to us, to me, saying a loss, bury this franchise, fire everybody. And then they win a game and it's, hey, who they play next?
Yeah.
Can we
keep this rolling?
What do we got here?
Well, people just want to see them do well.
So
that's,
bad.
It's all it really is at the end of the day. They just want to see them win.
And last night was a
at
game
home, even.
Where I thought, man, it's I don't know how often you have this thought or other fans have this thought. It's not fair in just hockey earth that a team from Dallas can be dominant and a team here where we care so much.
Right.
It just doesn't have seasons like that. So whatever. They beat Dallas, and that's good. Dallas had been off to a great start this year. They looked good. They beat the best goalie in the league. So there's your undoing of losing to Darcy Kemper is beating Jake Oettinger, like, best goalie in the league. Great.
Yeah.
Good work.
That game last night is against a great hockey team. And every time the Tage Thompson line is on the ice, I feel like they are going to come close to scoring. They are. That's the thing that I'm taking out of last night is they might have one line that is just going to be one of the best lines in hockey, which is what they had 2 years ago.
Which is the closest they've ever been.
Right. And you replace Skinner with Paterka, who I think is a more well-rounded offensive player, and maybe you could get better results than that. Thompson's on pace for 50 goals right now. So he's, at the moment, playing like the 95-point Tage Thompson, not like the 60-point Tage Thompson that we saw last year when we were probably thought and knew that he was injured and wanted to kind of chalk up that season to injury. And so far this season, that's what it looks like because he looks right back to being a number one center. So, yeah, I'm feeling hopeful after they could put a performance like that last night against a great team. Dallas is a great team.
Yeah. Shot attempts at even strength with Tage on the ice, 22-12.
Very amazing.
You take it every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paterka 19-15, Tuck 18-16. But like Tage made it happen. Best players being your best players. And another guy who had a great night last night and hopefully has more great nights, maybe Lindy Ruff can bring this out of him. Owen Power, who assisted on the first 3 goals.
Yeah.
Right? Like Owen Power had a great night.
And the third assist was like perfect.
Yeah.
Like the give and go with Tage.
Beautiful
right
setup.
In the wheelhouse.
You know, I've kind of mentioned Power before as not a reason that they're bad, but when you pick number one overall, if you look at the list of players picked one overall, the Sabres have two that, in Dahlin and Power, that, you know, it's not Austin Matthews.
It's not McDavid.
Jack Hughes. Not McDavid, right? But even the other guys that have gone number one, they are perennial all-stars every single year. That's what number one is. And the Sabres have guys where it's like, oh, when's it going to come together for this guy? And he's ready to take the next step. And for Power, you know, if there were like a redraft right now of number one overall picks in the league, he'd go pretty low.
Yeah, he would.
But there's a lot of ability there. And if he can, you know, continue to bring that each and every night, it's just, it's not really a point about him so much as it's a point on one of the reasons the Sabres, I think, have struggled is the returns you got on those high picks weren't exactly as high as some of the other returns. Like, maybe he's better than Macklin Celebrini, but, like, Bedard, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's maybe just better than Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Sure, sure. That's going back a ways. But the point is,
right,
they drafted at that spot twice, and we're waiting to see the fruits of that, really, on the level that you normally get.
At least on one of them. Dahlin's become a top-tier defenseman, although he's not playing well. He had another turnover last night that almost was in the back of their net.
Yep.
Power was their number one defenseman last night. Like, Power, to me, the comp for him is always Hedman. It is always Hedman. It's the style of play. It's the size. It's the slow start to their careers. Hedman had a very slow start to his career for like four seasons in Tampa before he took off. It's the same style of player. And last night, I was watching Owen Power like, this is a Hedman game for him. Hmm. This is how he's supposed to play. He's supposed to command the game. Like, patience with the puck, right decisions, back and forth. He was throwing his weight around a little bit last night, which I feel like Sabre fans have been calling for him for since the day he was picked. If you get that game more often from Power, like, that's a number one defenseman game that he had. And especially with Dahlin probably still playing injured, he still does look off. Some of these are decisions he's making, though, which I guess would make you think it's not injury. I don't know. They need that game from Power last night even more. Dallas is that dangerous. By the way, don't look now, but they're only 2 points out of first place in the division.
Yeah.
How about that?
They did start a week earlier.
Same amount of games, though.
Do you know what
as
I looked
Florida,
at?
Least.
So you could look at this a lot of different ways. And what do I need them to be? Some have a goal for a month, 12 points per month, or this or that. Last night, I is a true sicko. I went online to look at, all right, let me look at the standings last year on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Because I want to give myself a goal. Where do I need them to be in it? Because if they're in eighth on New Year's Day, I'll take it. I'll take it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not with everybody else having seven games in hand, but you know what I mean? Like, what's the point total for last year when it was New Year's Day? And the answer to that is it was Tampa, who was 18, 15, and 5. I was like under 500, 18 and 20.
Yeah.
18, 15, and 5. What are the Sabres right now? Well, I'll do the math on that. That's
they're 3-4
and 4 and 1.
Yeah.
So that's going 15, 11, and 4. That's 500-ish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, earn some loser points. 15, 11, and 4 in your next 30 games.
This is what Tampa did last year?
Tampa last year in the 8th spot.
Can I throw one thing in on that, though?
Sure.
They didn't have Vasilevsky for the first 2.5 months.
But all I'm saying is that's...
But that record was enough.
That was the 8th record,
yeah. Okay. That's right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's Tampa, if you want them, if you want Pittsburgh, who is right behind them. I'm looking at, instead of, you know, it takes 96 points to make the playoffs,
yeah,
how many points did it take to be an 8th on New Year's?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Today, that's what I want to chart. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do it for December 1st. And, I mean, this is, who else does this kind of math to try and, okay, what can we do just to stay alive, just stay alive? But, I mean, I'm jazzed because last night's win was a great win, and Saturday against the Red Wings with the black and red, Hockey Halloween, that'll be a raucous crowd, and I'm going to that game. So, it's kind of like one of these moments where we've had, okay, a potentially big one. Can you just not let us down here?
Yeah.
And if they beat Detroit, you know, game on a little bit. They'd be 4-4-1. And wouldn't we sit here and say, if I told you they started 4-4-1, what would you say? You'd say, okay, that's not that bad. That's a new coach. Everybody's getting used to everybody, new systems.
Uh-huh.
And 4-4-1 doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't be
thrilled.
Wouldn't be upset.
What about 5-4-1?
I mean, now we've got a 4-game win streak that we've just put
together.
That's
right.
That's all you would need to tell me. If you told me that their first 4-game win streak came in October, then I think I would have to sign up for that in a heartbeat. So, yeah, I just don't fall out of it. Like that would have been my goal to have by the end of October. They start the way they do. They will lose their first 3 games. Just don't fall out of it. And I've got the standings open right now. Like, the other teams are right where they are. Pittsburgh's played the same amount of games, same amount of points as the Penguins. Boston's played one fewer game, same amount of points. Toronto's played one fewer game, one more point. Yeah. Those aren't even teams I'm really comparing them to. So they're not out of it. They're not, you know, they're not. If they had lost last night, had they lost, you know, even in Chicago on Saturday, like one win could even be a huge difference here, feel like a huge difference here. So I would love to see a win streak here. And I'm feeling optimistic about not just that they got the win last night. They looked like they weren't overmatched, which to me is a huge deal because that's a great team in Dallas. And to not look overmatched by them, they had 3 days off. It's not like they were the second of a back-to-back. I was very impressed. Very impressed with their effort last night, and especially the top line. The top line looks amazing every time they're out there. And the third line, which I think we should start calling the second line.
McLeod.
That's the second line,
So Ryan McLeod, who they acquired from Edmonton this offseason, has a point streak, a goal streak,
yeah.
And every single time he plays, you know, if you've been checking in on the Sabres, you'd be saying, I like this kid's game. I like him. He's
just really fast and he finishes.
Yep. And fast is really it for me.
Yeah,
more fast skaters.
Yeah.
That's what the top line has. That's what McLeod has. That's what when the kid line showed up and it was, you know, Quinn, Paterka, and Cousins, they played fast.
The Legion of Zoom.
That's right.
Never got that off the ground. They got broken up pretty quickly.
McLeod's a big part of that. Can he be a second line center while Cousins figures out his stuff? Or can he be a second line center while Cousins goes to the wing? Like, there are questions with that to see how that plays out.
4 goals in 8 games. His career high is 12, by the way. So he's well on pace to at least get that.
Which, by the way, is one of the things you're supposed to do as a GM. Like, Kevin Adams might have a lot of misses. Mm. If McLeod shows up and has 22, then that's, we saw a player that we thought, if leaned on for a bigger role, would produce more.
Isn't he, with that being said, like, the example of that was a trade that I follow enough people on hockey Twitter. Like, outside of Buffalo, everyone looked at that trade and went, what did you just do?
Yeah, I saw
you traded your top prospect for Edmonton's, like, fourth line center. Why did you do that? That they didn't even want anymore. They didn't think they could pay. They kind of got mocked a little bit for that trade. So, and I would agree with it. Like, they definitely overspent. That player, McLeod, should not have cost you your number one prospect. But look at the trade right now. Savoy might be a good player, but isn't this the type of trade you've been waiting for? Is trade one of my prospects for somebody that's going to make an impact on my roster today?
Yep. And Savoy is a redundancy in their organization.
And also that, yeah.
So they had a surplus of what he was and not enough of the McLeods.
And now they have a guy in the lineup that is kind of critical right now because they needed a second. He's the only other center other than Tage not – or excuse me, he's the only other center other than Tage producing offense right now.
Yeah.
Cousins couldn't even hit the empty net. I actually thought Cousins played well last night, and I didn't think that empty netter mattered at the time. It almost ended up mattering. He has a wide open net from, like, what, just past the blue line and hits the post. And he's snake bitten right now. Cousins.
803-0550. If you want to chime in on the Sabres, you can. Be happy to have you along. The Predators won their first game of the year beating the Bruins.
They hadn't won yet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
1-5. San Jose, the only team. Yeah, that's right. San Jose, the only team left that has not won a game. They're 0-5-2.
Sabres have 3. Here you go. Look at that. 4. No, 3. I'm already counting tomorrow's ahead of time.
Wow, he's already predicting the win over Detroit. 3-3 in the year.
Yeah.
It's not like they've been they're 500.
Have to beat Detroit. How'd you like the Frozen Frenzy, everybody? Did you watch 16 hockey games?
I was in the arena, so I didn't really get to experience it.
Yeah. I've seen a couple things. Well, the NHL had a Frozen Frenzy where they had 16 games, all 32 teams played. They also did it on opening night of the NBA, which maybe you think that's a good idea, take them on, or maybe not. But I wonder if the Frozen Frenzy catches on a bit. I saw a few hockey writers suggest, you know what they should do? That should be the first Friday of every month. This should be a routine or something like that. It should be
Friday Frenzy.
Right, the Frozen Friday. The league should look to capture that more instead of just having all these three games tonight, four games. Have something you can count on. And whether it's one night a week where I know I'm going to get as many hockey games as I possibly can. It can be Wednesday for all anybody cares. I mean, last night was a Tuesday where every team played.
Right.
If the NFL owns Sunday and Monday, and let's be honest, Thursday, and college football owns Saturday.
Grab Tuesday. Go push the Mac out of the way and just take Tuesdays for yourself.
That's right. Tuesday and Wednesday is pretty much all that's left.
Yeah.
And Friday, if you want to say that's high school football or a lot of different things. But, yeah, take this Frozen Frenzy idea where every team plays and have it be so even your fringe fans know my hockey team plays tonight, no matter what, Tuesdays. I like the idea. I mean, you can't probably do it every Tuesday, but...
Once a month?
I think there's a potential road forward there.
Yeah, I'd be into that. Did you watch any of the broadcast?
Yes.
It was Buchnevich and Subban?
Yes.
Was it like Red Zone? Because that was what I thought they were going for, was like, hey, this is our version of Red Zone.
I guess. I saw one snark about that they should have had an alternate channel called The Dead Zone, where all you did is show really nice defensive plays breaking up the rush.
Okay.
It's like, look at these teams, so good defensively. We're not looking for goals. We're looking for nice plays and pucks off the glass.
Yeah.
The Dead Zone channel.
This is Jacques Lemaire on a broadcast breaking down the trap.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hasek and Pronger whoever's going to be out there to represent that. McDavid has 3 goals in 13 games, the fewest he's had in his career to this point.
Does he have like 10 assists though along the way? No, probably not. They're not off to a good start to the year.
No. He did score last night.
Okay. Jeff Skinner also, I think, scored last night. No, he did not. Never mind. He scored the other night. 2 goals in the year for him. All right. We're off and running. I'm feeling good about them in general. Also, I'm back to caring about who's like gonna start in goal night to night. Like, are they gonna play? They're probably gonna play Luukkonen again, aren't they? On Saturday?
It's a long layoff. They have a bunch of layoffs here. You pointed out that every game comes with a break in between for a little bit.
The next 3, at least.
Yeah.
Or it was the first 3 of the homestand. There were multiple days off in between each.
So you're going to want to get Levi in there somewhere. Then again, Levi's last game, he did not play very well.
That's the thing.
So you might want to wait a little bit or, you know, go right back to him.
Play the hot hand, if you will.
Yeah.
Also, my first chance to see the scoreboard, and it was bigger in person than I thought it was going to be.
Beautiful.
It is massive. Yeah. We were sitting kind of like where you could look at the corner, too, and I was almost mesmerized by like the corner and just where the break is.
Which you can't really find.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's kind of seamless, and the way that they do the graphics,
yeah,
they play into how seamless it is. It's very nice.
I like the added information on the Jumbotron, too. This is a very nitpicky thing. Is shift... time the thing that I want on the columns there?
I agree.
On the corners?
That's nitpicky, and no.
Okay.
Has anybody... It's the kind of thing that they'll put on a broadcast sometimes, and you'll think, I know that you can put that on the screen, but does anybody want that on the screen?
Yeah.
Shift times for every player on the ice. I mean, I guess
I just don't know what else you would put there.
True. Advertising?
Right. Which is what they do like during the breaks.
Right. Is it better to have shift times in advertising?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not even so sure. Yeah, shift times.
Like, what other stat would I want live tracked from players? I might rather have... How ingrained are they on these this player tracking? Miles per hour. Wouldn't that be better?
Maybe.
Hey, they have the live speed. We're clocking every player that's on the ice right now live. So instead of, hey, Alex Tuck 1 minute and 8 seconds up there on the little corner, it says Alex Tuck 14 miles per hour, and you see it shifting down, and then you see it shifting up, and then he's moving really. I guess that would be maybe better. I also don't know if they're capable of doing that.
How about expected goals?
They're not putting that up.
No,
they're not putting expected goals.
Why not?
They're not doing that.
We can have shots. We can have expected goals. High danger chances.
We finally got shot attempts normalized to the point where that's on like scoreboards and broadcasts. I think expected goals might be too much too soon.
All right, ready when you are.
I'm okay with it.
803-0550, our number. We'll chat with Sal. We'll chat with Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast. I have a question about Sean McDermott for everyone out there. And I got another. You get these big long email about how I don't trust McDermott. And I think that's a reasonable thing to say. I have a follow-up question for everybody. Like, who would you trust that's worth digging into? So we'll get ready for Bills and Seahawks. We'll talk about the AFC and, track it all. Cooper Kupp, Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is as cheap to acquire as Amari Cooper was. Anybody want one of the top three defensive players in football? Because he might be on the move. And the Browns probably have to do as much as they can to get capital and do it that way. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a Victory Wednesday for the Sabres on WGR.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.